Now let's go back to Initiative 940 and the proponent's view. We heard the opponent, Mike Solon, told us a little while ago why he does not approve of 940. Monica Harrell from the group Equal Rights Washington is the co-chair of Initiative 940, which it sponsors bill as De-escalate Washington.
This is a fairly simple and direct initiative. We want to provide tools and skills for our law enforcement officers to be able to do their jobs better. And there are a lot of law enforcement officers that support this initiative because they know that these are tools and skills that many of them have access to if they pay for it out of their own pocket and seek these courses on their own. What we're saying is that the state should be providing these courses and this training to all of our law enforcement officers. It shouldn't be something that they have to seek out to do on their own for improvement. It should be something that, because we know it will save lives, it should be offered to them and provided for them. The de-escalation training really will help to save lives. What we have seen is that there are often situations that can become very, very tense, and that there are tools and skills that have been, perfected across the country where people can, where law enforcement officers can use different methods in order to de-escalate a situation and kind of bring the temperature down to hopefully not have to use lethal force.
Are there performance measurements, performance goals?
No, this isn't performance measurements or goals. This is really just about giving them the tools and skills to be able to, reduce the likelihood of needing to use lethal force in engagements with the public. The other huge component of this is the mental health training. And so de-escalation training in conjunction with mental health training will really help to save lives here, because with the mental health training, what we found is that up to one-third of those killed in lethal use of force encounters showed some signs of mental health crisis. And so we don't want and we don't believe that mental illness should be a death sentence. And so adding mental health training, basic mental health training, to a de-escalation training program will really help our officers to have more tools to be able to work in community.
So do you believe this is going to get rid of all sorts of violent encounters between police officers and members of the public?
No, there's no way to completely eliminate all violent encounters. There are some situations where it's not going to be possible, but what it will do is it will reduce the number. And one life saved is valuable. We do think that it will be more than that, and we really do think that the ability to reduce encounters of lethal force should make everybody feel as though this is something that they can support.
So the folks who are against this are pushing an alternate bill, or I guess an alternate view, a version of this that was massaged a little bit. Why should they pick this version rather than the other version that the No on 940 campaign is in support of?
We've been supported. 940 was supported and is supported by the Law Enforcement Action Partnership and the Black Law Enforcement Association of Washington, in addition to a number of other officers like retired Grant County Deputy Larry Sanchez and former SPD Seattle Police Chief Jim Pugel. We have a number of officers who are actually supporting this. And the reality of it is they know that 940 is providing the tools and skills and training that is needed for law enforcement officers to be able to do their jobs better. It is the basis for discussions that came after that, and you have to start somewhere. And this start gets us a really solid position to be able to provide that training and make sure that we're, improving safety and saving lives.
That's Monisha Harrell. She's the co-chair of Initiative 940. Coming up, Initiative 1634, which deals with local food taxes. This is a special edition of Inland Journal from Spokane Public Radio.